Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quit.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Donta Hightower, the Patriots Pro Bowl linebacker, a three-time Super Bowl champion, is going to be opting out this season. This is the biggest offensive name to date of a player leaving behind this season. He's the Patriots' defensive signal caller. He leaves behind an $8 million base salary, and he is one of right now five New England Patriots, five, to be opting out this season, joining the likes of running back Brandon Bolden and offensive tackle Marcus Cannon, amongst others. This is a blow to the Patriots defense that already was going to be without Kyle Van Noy, who left during free agency, Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton. There are a number of players that have left this New England defense, but maybe the biggest loss comes this morning with the news that Donta Hightower is opting out. Now, keep in mind, his mother is type 2 diabetic. He just became a father earlier this month, and so with all that's going on in his life, he's opting out. And what I'm hearing from people around the league is that there is some legitimate concern among some players. We've seen how this disease affects older people. We've seen how it affects minorities. And I think some minorities here, some players, have lost friends, relatives, cousins, whatever it may be. And it's impacting and influencing the decisions they make here.
That was the big news this morning. In some ways, shocking. For all the speculation about players who would opt out on the Patriots, I don't remember hearing Donta Hightower's name anywhere. I don't think that was one that people saw coming. I wonder whether the Patriots saw it coming. And maybe they did. I suspect Hightower probably had some communication with the team. But I do wonder at the same time how the Patriots feel about it. And the bigger question is, how do you feel about it? As a Patriots fan, a Patriots follower, how do you feel about it? Because when you list the number of departures from the Patriots roster here now, again, I think the first two you start with, Tom Brady and Donta Hightower. The brain of the Patriots offense and the defense, these are the signal callers. Quarterback Brady obviously wears the green dot on offense, and Hightower wore it on defense. As of now, Devin McCourty and his brother Jason McCourty still going to play. But Murray, would it shock you if those two guys opted out?
No, not based on the way that they've been talking. And so, you know, I heard Jones, the Night Vulture, on the morning show this morning with Touch and Rich. And, you know, he was saying that there were maybe were some clues. If you look at some of these guys, these players' Twitter accounts in recent weeks. So Patrick Chung saying, not a damn shot. They're tripping. Donta Hightower saying, ain't no way, back on July 14th. Jonathan Jones, who we haven't heard anything from, but same day, July 14th. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you can't social distance football. So there were some clues there.
Wouldn't be shocked if he opted out.
Yeah, so there's another one. You know, Jimmy also said that earlier in the day about Patrick Chung before that actually happened. So you are seeing some clues, and that's why I wouldn't be surprised with the McCourtys, who've been pretty outspoken, especially Jason McCourty, about their concerns of playing during this COVID season. I had someone tell me about Marcus Cannon, so that one wasn't surprised, felt a bit vindicated there. I figured they would lose two, maybe three, maybe five or six as the summer goes on. Six in the 24-hour period? Are you kidding me?
Right out of the gate.
This is insane.
Right out of the gate. Vitaly, the fullback, Cannon, the right tackle.
And this isn't depth pieces. Again, just when you're talking Hightower, Chung, Cannon, that's extremely problematic. That ain't good.
I mean, Murray, again, Vitaly's, you know, sort of gets into a gray area depending on, you know, what formation they want to use to start the game. I don't know if you'd call him a starter. But the other three guys, Chung, Cannon, and Hightower. Oof. And we all know Hightower's the biggest of the lot. I mean, that's a big blow. Big, big blow. How do you feel about it? Mike's in Waltham. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Quick question. Theory and a question.
theory, Belichick addressed the team. Hey, if you're planning on opting out at any point in the season, opt out now. And that's my third. My question is, personnel aside, because we could talk about the personnel implications, does the financial benefit, if we call it that, even matter? Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, so in the short term, I would say that the financial benefit doesn't really matter. And I think that, you know, we've received a number of calls today, Murray, already about the salary cap implications and the financial flexibility. And obviously, you don't have to pay Dante Hightower now, so you'll have some cap flexibility there. But who's out there that you're going to throw the money at?
Well, Jadeveon Clowney is the name that has been all over Twitter today, and he's still out there. And a guy who I think is kind of underachieved in his career. I like him, but he's got that. There's like a Rajon Rondo factor with Jadeveon Clowney that bugs me. Like, he's only at his best when the lights are the brightest, you know. But, you know, I think that you could get the best out of him with Bill Belichick. So maybe that's who they could bring in, and you'd feel a little bit better about the defense than you do right now.
So I love the idea. I mean, again, I know Clowney, and I've heard people mention Clowney. I just deem him to be unrealistic because of what he has put out there for salary demands and what he wants. And, maybe he'll soften the demands and maybe you can bring him in on a different kind of deal. But if you could do that, sure, I would feel better about it. Of course, absolutely. Mike's in Worcester. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Matt. Hey, I got a question. This is almost like a domino effect. If you're losing two guys, two studs on defense between Hightower and Chung, what is the other guys when they go home? Stephon Gilmore.
I understand what you're saying, Mike. Do the other players lose their desire to play and say, well, if all these guys aren't going to play, why am I going to play? Why am I going to go out there? Do you worry about that, Murray?
I feel like that's already happened. I mean, with as rapid as this has come down here with all these names, I don't know how you can feel anywhere else. This is why I think there'll probably be more names between now and, you know, the end of the week, maybe the end of the day. It's just started. I figure it would be one or two. It would be this trickle effect, and you'd see guys that have concerns, you know, because of health or family members or whatever. This feels, now that Dante Hightower's there and Patrick Chung, this has been discussed with these guys. You out? Oh, you're going to be out? Then I'm going to be out. Like, that's happened already.
And it's hard to not sort of connect the dots in all the sports at the same time. I mean, this whole thing's going on with the Marlins, this outbreak, and the Marlins, for, again, just to update you, the Marlins aren't going to play baseball for the rest of the week. MLB has shut down the Miami Marlins. Okay, the Miami Marlins aren't playing baseball for the rest of the week. And at the moment, the Philadelphia Phillies are off for the second day in a row because they're tangentially affected by this thing. The Orioles and the Yankees, tangentially affected. The Phillies might not even be tangential. They might be infected. And I said affected, not infected, but they might be infected by the Miami Marlins. So we'll see how that one shakes out. And I don't know, if you're a player in another league like football, and you've already had the players question the NFL protocols in that Twitter storm that took place, was that last Sunday or the Sunday before? Like, and the McCourties were part of that. So if you're a player in another sport, you're looking at baseball going, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. And now Dante Hightower's out, Chung's out, Cannon's out. Are you looking at this going, this is just a fantasy? And we're not going to be able to play this season, and maybe more guys do opt out. Like, maybe it is a chain reaction. Christian's in Foxborough. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So real quick, guys, I know you guys mentioned Hightower. That strip sack that he had, Matt Ryan, was probably his biggest play. But I got one better, that stop on Marshawn Lynch with a minute left in Super Bowl 49. I think that might be even better. I just want to get your thoughts. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, so again, I mean, you know, we don't need to necessarily debate what his biggest play was. I forgot about that one.
I mean, they're both – those are his two biggest plays in a Patriots uniform, without question.
I mean, I totally forgot about the one against Marshawn Lynch. He did. He tripped him up at the goal line and set up the Butler interception. Nick in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Nick.
Great show, boys. Big Jim, I know you'll love this spite take. Do you think Hightower opted out and Chung because yesterday it was announced that Stephen Belichick was going to take over the linebackers and that Brian Belichick was going to take over the safeties?
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought about that yet. You know, I saw that they had rearranged some of the coaching staff. That's a good take. No, I don't think that would be that bad for those guys. I mean, they've been around billing those kids for a while, no matter what their positions are.
I'll tell you what, there were a number of factors that lead into a decision like this, but we all know the biggest one's COVID. And I have way too much respect for Dante Hightower as a pro to think that would be the thing that pushed him over the edge.
No, if anything, I think helped push these guys up. Besides, you know, he's a new dad. His mom's diabetic. Health concerns. Just concerns about COVID overall. It's that, in a weird twist, all the winning here is probably a detriment and help push them out this year. What else do they have to accomplish? Specifically like Hightower, Chung, and Cannon. But Hightower and Chung, what else do you need to prove?
Not much.
You've won so much. If you look at this season as fake, weird, health concerns, whatever. You just don't want to play because you're freaked out about COVID? What else? You need to force yourself to go out there to play in front of no crowds in a weird season? You have questions about it? Ah, the hell with it. I'll see you in 2021. Or I'm just going to call it a career. I've also made a bunch of money. I'm out.
Well, so I'll tell you what. Burt Breer alluded to this morning on the morning show. We played it for earlier, but in lieu of playing it again, let's actually bring in a guest who can give us sort of his assessment of the whole thing. It's a Big Boy Tuesday without the big boy. Today is Tuesday. And we're going to have him by phone. How about that, Murray? Does that work for you?
Works for me.
Okay, Greg Bedard will join us next.
Tugger, sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Lots happening in the world of sports. Lots and lots and lots. Unfortunately, most of it isn't on the field at the moment. Miami Marlins aren't playing for the week, and the Patriots had a series of opt-outs, including Dante Hightower. So, with that in mind, we figured we'd make it a Big Boy Tuesday. Greg Bedard joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, and that is Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal. So, let's start with the obvious one. Greg, did you see it coming? Did you know that Hightower was going to be one of the guys?
No, I mean, you know, I think all these people, they've been away for a while. It's an individual decision. It's hard to tell, you know, who's going to do what. Certainly the guys with newborns, you thought, you know, maybe might have an increased chance of opting out. But, you know, Chung didn't really surprise me. After I heard Murray this weekend, Cannon wasn't a surprise. And considering his medical history, you know, you could understand that.
Makes sense,
Chung,
right?
Yeah. Chung sort of flirted with, or at least contemplated retirement in the offseason. I think that's part of the reason why, and it might explain the Kyle Duggar pick when they picked him in the draft this year. Maybe Belichick sensed, okay, well, the guy's thinking about retirement. You know, normally those guys retire pretty soon after that. So, but Hightower, I mean, considering he has a newborn, it's not a huge shock, but in terms of the team, the scheme, what he means to the team, it's a devastating blow to this team. I mean, we've seen this team lose a lot of people over the years, and we've all sort of been like, oh, well, you know, they can deal with that. They can deal with this. Hightower, I don't know how you make up for that.
I mean, did you think that they were thin at that position even before this?
Yeah. Actually, what's funny is that yesterday I wrote, sort of started writing my five questions about the Patriots heading into camp, and my fifth question was, is Juwan Bentley ready for a major role? Because with especially Collins gone, but also Van Noy, because he could fill in, you know, basically everywhere. They're gone. Alandon Roberts is gone. Basically, Bentley's the only other guy left. So you thought that, okay, he came on as gangbusters as a rookie, got hurt. came back last year, not the same player. Maybe he could get there. And if he could do that, then he could take over the Mike linebacker duties and sort of free up Dante Hightower to be Dante Hightower. And that was even a question mark with if that was going to happen. You were like, okay, well, if Bentley doesn't make it back, then they just move Hightower back to the middle. I mean, and problem solved, they'll figure out the other position. Well, you know, now Hightower's gone. So Juwan Bentley better do something this year or else they're really up a creek.
So, Greg, the one of the questions, and I don't know if you've been able to get any sense of this or not, but have you gotten any indication that the team knew it was coming?
I haven't heard from any people on the team today. It's like, I think they're pretty much bunkered down doing a lot of work, and I don't know if it's related to all this stuff. It might be, but I don't know if the team knew this was coming. You know, and I assume they knew. It was possible in the last couple of days from previous conversations I had with people, but not, I haven't talked to anybody today.
Okay. You've already alluded to how this would affect the outlook of the team and the impact that Hightower has had. And we know some of the biggest plays in Super Bowl victories have been made by Dante Hightower, a massive, massive, massively important guy is a better way to say it. Presumably, the Patriots now get some payroll flexibility here. And so is there anything out there that they can do that can help fill some of these losses? And do you think that they would do it if there is something like Clowney?
Well, I mean, let's just talk about Clowney first. I mean, he's just a different position. I mean, if you're looking to replace an impact player with an impact player, sure, you know, you might do that. But there are a whole bunch of other you know, issues that go on with Clowney. I mean, first of all, they're two different positions. Hightower's can play everywhere, but he's primarily an off-the-ball linebacker. Clowney's a strong side edge guy who rushes the passer. Pretty much that's the only thing that they do. They have plenty of options at those spots. Not, I wouldn't say they're ideal. I mean, at least you have Chase Winovich and Shelly Calhoun and John Simon and Brandon Copeland and this down in the offseason. So they have bodies there. They don't have bodies at stand-up linebacker. Looking through the free agent list, I didn't see many people, that would make a whole lot of sense right now. I think they are going to have somewhere around an additional $15 million in cap space to play with. Now, one thing you also need to remember with, say they do say, okay, well, we're going to go with middle-of-the-road guys at middle linebacker, but we're going to get better on the edge. That's how we're going to make up for this, and we're going to go get a guy like Clowney. Well, remember, you signed Cam Newton for $1 million. What are you going to give Jadeveon Clowney that's not going to piss off Cam Newton? I mean, yes, Cam might be a team-first guy and say, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, you know, go ahead, sign him. I want to be on a good team. I want to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's not how things work. I mean, Cam, at some point in time, if he sees some guy like Clowney, who there are a lot of questions about, you know, how much he plays through injury and stuff like that, and Clowney's, you know, say he comes here, he's not practicing during the week. He just plays on the weekend, which has happened at Seattle and Houston, where Cam Newton's busting his rear end and he's only making $1 million. You have issues. So that's also part of the backdrop of this. You know, what can they sign guys for now that they've already told Cam Newton you're worth $1 million as our possible starting quarterback? So there's one factor.
Greg, going back to just all these opt-outs over the last day, like, do you think there's anything else at play here? Is it maybe burnout for some of the older guys and the more accomplished guys that have already done so much and won so much here, like Hightower and Cannon and Patrick Chung? Is there financial incentive? Because correct me if I'm wrong, if they opt out, their salaries are set for the year, right? So if they went into this thing and the season gets cut short after 6 weeks, they're looking for game checks. That's it. That's all they get.
Yeah, I don't think the money has anything to do with it. I think, you know, with the Patriots, you know, so far we've seen a sprinkling of guys opt out across the league, and most of them aren't big names. Certainly the Patriots with the big three of Hightower, Chung, and Cannon have had a higher concentration of big names. That might change in the coming days. I don't know, but let's just deal with what we know right now. I think the Patriots have run into those problems for a couple reasons, and it's mostly they're a victim of their own success. I mean, you're talking about three players who I'm pretty sure each of them has three Super Bowl rings and they've made multiple millions of dollars. Now, you know, I'm not saying that they don't want to go out there and compete, but I mean, you know, I know if I was comfortable and I was possibly going to be put in a high risk situation that might be mitigated, say in 6 months, you know, I might look out for my family and be like, you know what? Yeah, I'll see you guys in a year. You know, you guys have fun with your Petri dish that's going wrong in baseball, and that's not even a contact sport. And I'll see you in a year. I'm going to take the year off and reassess. I mean, I think the Patriots, in terms of a lot of their veteran players, how many games they've won, how many millions these guys have been paid, I think that that's one part of it. And I also think what Bert said this morning on Toucher and Rich about how, you know, they've gone out of their way the past few years to really make themselves a veteran-laden team who are smart, responsible, good football players, good teammates, are very conscious about what's going on around them. And, you know, those are the type of players that sort of think about things and say, you know what, I'm not really comfortable with this. I'm good for a while, maybe for the rest of my life. I'll see you in a year if it's better.
Okay, so, Greg, that taken into account, does that make you look at the McCourties then, particularly Devin, just because, he's the better player, and, B, he's been here longer, but, you know, maybe they're probably operating in tandem anyway. But do you have concerns about the McCourties now opting out?
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, okay, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, as soon as I saw Hightower opted out, I was like, oh, crap. This could start a domino effect because Dante is a humongous leader in that locker room. A lot of guys look to him. And now that he's made that decision, it makes it a little bit easier for Devin McCourty and Stephon Gilmore and, you know, maybe, a Lawrence guy or, you know, whoever to say, you know what, I see what Hightower's talking about. You know, I sort of agree with him. I'm more comfortable with that decision than I am, you know, going into this. So, yeah, if I'm the Patriots, I'm worried that this is going to start an exodus among their guys who have multiple Super Bowl rings, have made many millions of dollars. I mean, I'm not questioning whether these guys want to compete or not, but it's just human nature with what they've accomplished and what may or may not be on the line for them and their families if they put themselves into this situation.
Oh, Greg, it's easier to walk away. It just is. It's easier to walk away if you have all the things that they have. They have the money, they have the credentials, they have the rings, they have all of that, and they have the brains, right? These guys are all smart enough to do it. That's the one thing they have in common is all the stuff you rattled off. Before we let you go, just quickly, you said if you're the Patriots, you're worried. If you're a Patriots fan, should this change your outlook for the season, and should this also change your expectations for what the NFL will be in 2020?
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm ready to go there yet. I mean, there's just so much unknown right now. We don't know how other teams are going to be affected. You know, look, I think in terms of Marcus Cannon at right tackle, that can be mitigated. Patrick Chung, they have Adrian Phillips. They have Kyle Duggar already. Those guys can play those spots. Hightower, they got to figure out a way. But if there's anybody who can do it, it's Belichick. I mean, I don't think the expectations are that much adjusted, but, you know, we'll have to see. I still think this is a very good team. They just got to figure some things out on defense right now.
I mean, just incredible day, really, if you ask me, Greg. Incredible day. I mean, Dante Hightower has been a linchpin. Not that I need to tell you. All right, big boy, we'll let you go.
Thanks, Greg.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Greg Bedard makes it a big boy Tuesday for us. The big news out of Foxborough. Dante Hightower, among the Patriots who has opted out, will not play the 2020 season. A long list of Patriots now gone from the roster that were on it really a year ago. I mean, not even a year ago, several months ago. We'll go over that for you when we come back after Matt McCarthy gets you caught up on headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Did they say it?
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Oh, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Just a quick aside here. Jim Murray was on Twitter and saw a mention of a NHL game taking place. Right, you want to just tell people how that unfolded?
Yeah, well, so Pete Blackburn of, where's he work now? I think CBS Sports.
CBS Sports.
Yeah, some of the folks that I follow, you know, are currently watching an NHL product. It's like, okay, wait a minute. I know that the Bruins have, you know, like a scrimmage game this week, but you have Flyers and the Pittsburgh Penguins currently playing in the Toronto bubble, and it's on NBC Sports, the national feed, and we have it on in here. And it looks the balls.
Doesn't it, though? And I'll tell you what the difference is between this and the NBA. And not that there's a... The NBA has overall done a good job. I told you, I didn't love the floor. I don't love the fact that the out-of-bounds and the inbounds are the same floor, so you just got to find the single black stripe. Like, typically, the out-of-bounds area in the NBA is like a solid color surrounding the floor. This is an NHL arena. They're playing in Toronto. So it looks like a real game. I mean, and I would even tell you that I just called up the audio quickly. And then we'll get back to your calls. But I called up the stream quickly because we couldn't turn up the monitor here for some reason. Who knows why? Because we're idiots. Couldn't figure out how to work it.
No, they don't want us watching TV during the shows is what it is. It's like Zoo-proof.
It doesn't sound to me on the stream anyway like they were piping in crowd noise, and it sounded totally normal.
It really did.
I mean, you could hear, you know, skate blades, sticks, pucks, you know, puck hitting the glass. It sounded real. Sounded real. So something to cheer you up a little bit. If you're down by all this bad news today, and when I say the bad news, I mean the developments in both the NFL, particularly in New England with the Patriots. Dante Hightower opted out. Dante Hightower will not play for the Patriots this season. And frankly, if we're going to be honest, I think you have to wonder whether he'll ever play for the Patriots again. Hightower's been in the league, what is it, 8 years? 9 years? Somewhere in that?
In 2012.
Okay. So this would have been his ninth season. He's been in the league 8 years. And has won Super Bowls. He's made money. You have to wonder if this, maybe this is it for Hightower. I would say the same thing about Patrick Chung.
I'd say the same thing about Marcus Cannon.
Yeah, really, all three of them. Again, and we had Greg Bedard on last segment who alluded to that. And I think that's sort of the thing you come away with it from is that, you know, there are certain guys who can walk out and opt out at this time. And they are guys who have been in the league, have made their money, who are smart and are accomplished. They have rings, they have money, they have brains. And I think all three of those guys qualify. So, now they're varying degrees of wealth, certainly. Hightower, I think, has made the most easily of those three players we just rattled off. But among the six Patriots who've opted out, Hightower easily the most noteworthy and the hardest to replace. So that's the big news of the day in terms of Boston, the Patriots, the local teams, and then... There is the matter of the Miami Marlins of Major League Baseball being shut down for the week. No games for the Marlins for a week. The Washington Nationals voted as players, voted against going to Miami to play the Marlins. And shortly thereafter, the Marlins were shut down. So I have to believe that the Nationals' unwillingness to go there was a huge factor in that, and that MLB listened to the players. but we'll try to get more on that story as we go. Matt McCarthy, if you see anything to that effect as to how that unfolded or transpired.
So Davey Martinez, the manager of the Nationals, has said that they weren't necessarily concerned about playing the Marlins themselves. They were most concerned about going to Miami and going to Florida and playing in coronavirus hotspot, you know, 101 right now. That was their major concern and was the major driving force behind that.
So I start to wonder, and again, we'll see what happens with the Marlins, but a couple of MLS teams, Murray, basically just shut down and were out of the tournament, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think Nashville was one of them.
Dallas, right?
Yeah.
Nashville
Dallas
and
got
Dallas
kicked out. The league said, "Nah, we're good with you. You didn't take this seriously enough. You're done."
So I wonder if MLB will be faced with a similar decision with the Marlins. And that just quickly, that stat that Bob Nightingale had, Murray, and I know I'm putting you on the spot here. Bob Nightingale tweeted it out. Apparently, this was in a statement from Major League Baseball, that since July 24th, which goes back to the end of last week, since Friday, that MLB has conducted thousands of tests.
6,400 tests conducted since Friday, July 24th. And the Marlins were the only team with positive cases. That was the official announcement for Major League Baseball. So since the start of spring training through July 23rd, 99 of the 32,640 samples, 0.3%, have been positive. So, you know, as bad as this news is for sports fans, baseball fans, Marlins fans, the three of them down there, over the last 24 hours, like, you hear that. And overall, like, it does feel like MLB does, they have done the right things. It's just the Marlins were a bunch of idiots. And so now I ask, how do you get it? How'd they get it? I mentioned yesterday when Mike was here, look at Magic City. Their travel itinerary. The Marlins had a couple of scrimmage games against the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta last week. And if Twitter is to be believed, always have to take that with a grain of salt. There is a rumor bubbling on Twitter that there were some Marlins players that were seen at some of the gentlemen's clubs in Atlanta last week. So what do you know?
Really, and I'll tell you, with all this happening at the same time, Patriots opting out, Marlins being shut down, and the NHL playing in Toronto right now. The Flyers and the Penguins are on the ice. Boy, it's hard to not come back to the to bubble or not to bubble thing. The bubble looks like it's working just fine.
Yeah.
The bubble looks like it is working just fine. The other leagues that aren't in the bubble, well, you look at those and you start to wonder whether it can work that way. Steven's in a car. Steven, quickly.
Hey, guys. I was just going to talk about football versus every other sport and why I think players are opting out early. It's because of the structure on the contracts. When you look at the contracts in football, they are very front-loaded with signing bonuses, and then the rest of it is mostly not guaranteed. And versus hockey, say you sign a $49 million contract, you get $7 million for 7 years.
Okay, so Steven, look, it might be part of it. Again, I think Dante Hightower, when he reaches week one as a vested veteran, his salary is guaranteed once he gets there. I don't know if his salary was guaranteed this year. I doubt it. So maybe that made the decision easier for him. I wouldn't disagree with that. I still think it's a bigger picture thing. And we'll go over the number of losses the Patriots have had, really.
And Dante Hightower has actually just posted a official announcement, I guess.
Yeah, a statement from Dante Hightower.
Okay, is it anything major that we should read right now?
Well, do you want the voice of God back there?
I do. I like McCarthy's mic better. Yeah. So, McCarthy, you read it. Go ahead.
This statement reads in part, "This was not an easy decision or one that I made lightly, but I do feel that it's the best decision for my family at this time. I'm so grateful for the support of my teammates and coaches as well, and we'll try to continue to lead and help as much as I can. 2020 has been a challenging year for our world. I hope you can all continue to be a light in these dark times. More light and great times are ahead. Thank you, and stay safe."
Okay, so those are the words from Dante Hightower, again, who opted out of the 2020 season and will not be playing for the Patriots this year, along with other players. Patrick Chung, another one. Marcus Cannon, as Murray said on Friday, has, in fact, opted out. Brandon Bolden has opted out. Six Patriots in total, including Dan Vitale, the fullback, and the offensive lineman, whose name I can't remember. The backup offensive lineman.
Yeah, I forget it, too.
Okay, well, so he's the sixth guy. But
Najee Torrin, I believe.
Okay, yes. Najee Torrin. Yeah. So we'll catch up on all of that, and as well as the news in Major League Baseball that the Miami Marlins have been shut down. Shut down at least temporarily.
They should shut them down permanently beyond 2020.
Oh, and by the way, the Red Sox suck. Back with your calls next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Felger and Mass.
Whee!
It's way more than just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Felger and Mass. Ken Mike's out today. Jim Murray's alongside. We had Greg Bedard on a little while ago, and he cited a comment that was made by Burt Breer on the morning show this morning, Burt Breer of the MMQB, and Burt's covered football for a long time. And he was talking about the seeming preponderance of Patriots who opted out, okay, relative to other teams. And, you know, again, I haven't totally scrolled the list of all the players who have opted out, but it certainly felt like an avalanche of Patriots today.
Yeah.
Okay, and that other teams were not nearly as affected as the Patriots were. So the question then becomes, why? Why were the Patriots affected more than some of these other teams? And Greg said he agreed with Burt Breer. Now, many of you probably didn't hear what Burt said, so we'll play it for you here. And I think Burt makes some good points. Here is what Burt Breer said about why Patriots are opting out more, or seemingly opting out more, than guys on other teams.
You know, it's weird, Rich, because when I saw, you know, a couple of the Patriots players opt out yesterday, and I'm not even saying this jokingly, like, I sort of wonder if this is part of the price of having a bunch of smart, responsible, older players on your roster. You know what I mean? Like, and I just look at it, and the Patriots model, especially of late, they've been an older team. They've, you know, had guys who are, you know, very grown-up, mature guys. And it just hit me last night where I was like, maybe this is like part of the price of having the right kind of guy in your roster who, you know, is going to make a smart, conscious decision on something like this. Now, obviously, you know, Marcus Cannon, I think that was sort of one that maybe if we'd all looked at it pretty hard, we could have forecast that one coming. I mean, but if you're Dante Hightower, you know, you've had the injuries, right? You don't know what sort of environment you're going to be playing in over the next 6 months. You could be playing on, you know, what amounts to a taxi squad some weeks if there are outbreaks, you know, across your roster. So you may not be protected in the right way. There are all these different factors. And then, you know, if you're one of these guys who's been responsible with his money, you know, you've got a newborn home, you're sort of thinking to yourself, okay, you know, I'm probably better off just punting on this year and coming back and trying to finish my career the year after.
Okay, so now that presumes they are going to come back, which at this stage, honestly, I think is a big presumption, but let's just take it at face value for the moment. Dante Hightower's not playing this year. Cannon's not playing this year. Chung's not playing this year. Dan Vitale, the fullback whom the Patriots signed during the offseason, he opted out. He's not going to play this year. Who am I leaving out? There's one more. Brandon Bolden, who rejoined the team largely as a special teamer, but also as another running back on the depth chart. He has opted out. He's not going to play. And when you add it all up, to me, if there is any sort of element in this or combination of elements that relates to the Patriots that it doesn't relate to anyone else, I think Burt's onto something. And that is that, and look, it's you know, we're not coming up with any sort of revolutionary theory here, but it makes sense. You have older guys who are smart, heady players. Okay, particularly, you know, when I look at Hightower and Chung, I think those guys are, you know, Cannon, I would say less so. I, you know, Again, he's a right tackle. It's hard to gauge. But those other two guys, Chung and Hightower, oh, Belichick loves those guys. Loves them. Loves the way they play. He loves what they bring to the team.
I mean, Patrick Chung, to me, is the toughest guy on the team.
Cannon's been to 5 Super Bowls in his career, and he's made some money. Okay, Cannon's been to 5. He's won 3, but he's been to 5. He was here in 2011 when they went and played against the Giants. Hightower has been here 1 year less. This would have been his 9th season or 10th. 2012, his 9th. Okay? Hightower's won 3 Super Bowls. Chung has won 3 Super Bowls. All those guys have made money. Hightower's in the middle of a 4-year, $35 million contract, I think it is, and had an $8 million salary due this year. But I would also tell you that Dont'a Hightower probably looks at it and says, I didn't think I was ever going to see the final $8 million in that deal anyway. The fact that I got to the end of that contract is a miracle. It never happens in that league. So all those guys are smart. All those guys have made money. All those guys have rings. Oh, it's easy to step out of it. It's easy to step out of it when you have all those things.
Yeah, and a weird twist. The Patriots are a victim of their own success here
with
these guys.
Absolutely, Murray. Absolutely. Now, look, if you want to add another element to it, you'd say, okay, all of those things, and then on top of it, my coach is really demanding, and my heart's not going to be in it. So, in some ways, if you're going to half-ass it under Bill Belichick, you're better off not half-assing it at all.
Right. That's true.
Okay, because you'll be miserable. You will. You'll be miserable.
Or cut.
And so, you know, I do wonder, maybe that's the common denominator with these guys. That you add it all up and you say, veteran guys have been around, smart players, they've made money, they've won. Why would they play? Why would they play if there's any doubt? So I'm not looking, I'm just trying to understand what the common thread is in the Patriots players versus other guys. Meanwhile, the Miami Marlins have been shut down. COVID is absolutely hammering the sports world right now. And yet I think a lot of people still, rightfully so, have optimism and are optimistic that the season will be played. And certainly we've had our share of callers today who believe that the Patriots will manage this just fine, including perhaps Greg Bedard. We'll play out for you, that audio for you in just a bit. But let's go to Adam and Lowell. Adam, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Hightower and Cannon are huge losses. Need Hightower to run the defense. Need Cannon to stir up the offensive line. Hopefully he would have had a better year, but I understand when they walk away. Why is Chung in the same conversation as those two guys?
Okay, we lost him.
I don't know where he was going with that.
So I don't know either. Why is Chung in the same conversation? He's been beaten up. And as Greg Bedard said, Chung was considering retirement at one point. So now the Patriots actually end up signing him to an extension, right? He gets some more money out of that. But
what would you call that, Jimmy Stewart?
Hush money.
And there it is. Yeah. So I'll tell you, I do put Chung in that group. Hightower is the best player in the bunch. Okay, so if you're going to separate anybody, separate Hightower. He's the most accomplished. He's the best player. But they're all sort of in the same, you know, area in terms of length of career. What they, you know, the fact that they've earned significant money. I don't know what Chung's career earnings are. I got to believe Hightower's made the most. And intelligence, on-field aptitude, leadership, all those things. That the fact that those guys are high-quality character guys, those are precisely the kind of guys who would make a rational judgment like this. Joe's in Pelham. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
It was, I don't know, in my opinion, from what I'm seeing, I don't think any of these guys, not just the Patriots, but they now have a golden opportunity. One, as you said, even the guys that don't have money, they don't need it. They've already got their multiple houses. They've got all their playmate wives and girlfriends. There's no reason to go to work. Never mind if you've gotten a ring. And I think you're going to see this continue throughout a lot of all of the various sports. And I just wish you guys would say that more than, well, they've got family. They ain't worried about the family. So they're, why go to work?
Wait, Joe, have you been listening to the show today? Have we said anything? Okay, I don't think we've really cited, oh, they're bailing out because of their family. And look, they can say that. They can say that. And man, if you want to go off on Dont'a Hightower for something, then go off on him. But don't pin it on us. Hightower said in a statement that is his wife expecting, or they have a newborn?
They have a newborn.
Okay, they have a newborn. So those are legitimate concerns. Not to mention that his mother was also cited in a report by Adam Schefter that she has type 2 diabetes. Like, I'm not going to question someone for opting out. I'm not going to question them on that one. I'm sorry. So I'm sorry if I'm disappointing you.
Yeah, just stay home there. They're doing their playmates.
But I would tell you, it's a hell of a lot easier when you've won and you got money in the bank. That's my only point. Okay? They can do it for whatever reason they want. I said this from the very beginning, and I don't want to sound like a wuss bag. I don't know that I would play right now. I don't know that I would do it. Independent of my family's health or anyone else, how about my health? How about mine? David's in New Bedford. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I think the Red Sox have no shot at making the playoffs. Their pitching is this terrible, and given the amount of their roster, how do you think Chaim Bloom will address the pitching problems with the Red Sox?
Okay, David, good question. We'll do more of it at 6 o'clock in the Baseball Reporters, but I would tell you that the Red Sox for 2020 with their pitching staff are porked. Chaim Bloom, also porked. Porked. And I haven't seen a ton of success out of Chaim Bloom yet. I saw a stat today regarding the pitching staff that, again, I'll get to a little bit later on. The Red Sox have something like 32 pitchers on their staff or something like that?
That's correct, yes.
14 of them are guys that Bloom picked up. Okay, Bloom's only been here for like, 15 minutes.
Oh, no, this is his plan, Maz.
Okay, he picked up 14 guys.
Dylan Covey.
Trash picking.
Yep.
Are any of them any good?
No.
It feels like they all suck.
Martin Perez is the best, and he sucks.
That Zach Godley actually looked all right through 4 innings last night. But
he sucks.
Shame he didn't actually start that game. He and the Nerds screwed that up. Maybe have him be the starter instead of, who was it, Josh Osich?
Yes.
I'm not ready to hook my wagons yet to Zach Godley, Murray.
Yeah, but it's been so bad, Maz, that he actually looked good.
He did. He pitched well. 4 innings, 7 strikeouts, no runs. I mean, he did. He picked him up a little bit.
If you're looking for any kind of tiny silver lining on this suckbag organization right now, that's one of them.
But for a guy, who's supposed to be good at finding value where there is none,
he looks like a fool.
I don't think Bloom has done all that much yet. Like, the Martin Perez thing's a big strike against him if that one goes bad. But I don't want to, dwell on that. It's still early, but boy, do they look awful. Oh, man, do they look awful. Wow, they could really suck. Like, I wouldn't rule out, 20 and 40. Because I get the sense they want to pack it in. So, here's what we're going to do. No commercials here. McCarthy's going to get you caught up on all the latest, including major developments with the Miami Marlins this afternoon. Major developments. McCarthy will tell you all about it. And then, we will go through the number of players that have been scratched off the Patriots roster in the last several months, including Dante Hightower, who today opted out of the 2020 season. All of that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.